The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Let's Talk More Action podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and should not be construed as advice, nor do they necessarily reflect the views of Community Action Council's governing bodies, leadership, or staff, or our funding partners. Community Action Council is a private, nonprofit, and nonpartisan organization. We do not support or endorse any political candidates.
This the city's number one podcast. Love the topics, the guests, and all of the contrast. They ain't focus on the views and the traffic. What's the point of shining if no jewels for the masses? We gotta spread the news of our passion. Service is a verb, now that's community action. Yo, everybody, let's talk. Look, talking ain't enough, so everybody, let's walk. We all want freedom, the eagle and the stars, but the only way to reach it, meet the people where they are. Unity's the only way to fend these atrocities. You and me together can eliminate poverty. And this is just a vessel of expression to make sure we stay on the message of progression. Yes, everybody, let's talk. Bring your ideas and together we walk.
Protect our seeds from the poisonous root, and we gotta reach the source and the soul and the root.
Yes, everybody, let's talk. We need community action. Together we walk.
Together we work in to reduce violence. Speak through the airwaves. We refuse silence.
Let's talk.
You're listening to Let's Talk More Action. I'm your co-host, Cameron Minter, and here is Sharon Price, our host. What's going on, Sharon?
Cam, glad to be here.
Glad to be in the house on this day. How about it?
Listen, I'm glad to be here, but I just don't know if I'm going to be happy about all of the gloating that you are going to be doing.
You know, you stole my thunder. I didn't even get a chance to say it. Again this year, the only representation that can win a championship is
He's
the Louisville women's basketball. Yeah, I need to get some cheer sounds on here.
Oh, I am happy for those women, especially with it being Women's History Month. Always glad of our
thing.
Kentucky women. Yeah,
they're doing their thing. You know, this new basketball is different. And
what do you mean?
Okay, for instance, for years, well, since Calipari's been at UK, as a Louisville fan, we've been saying, those one and dones and blah, 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 and blah. Well, that's the way of the world now, because everybody's getting one and dones, even if it's through the transfer portal or whatever.
Right, right. That portal is changing the
game.
That
is. So now everybody's geared to model what UK has been doing in basketball, because you're not going to be familiar with a team. You're going to have people there for 2 years. I mean, and now that we got Kenny Payne, you know, he's blowing it up for us. So, but I am nervous about it, because, you know, as a Louisville fan, our one thing that we can always say is, but he can't coach. He's got those great players, but he can't bring it home. Right.
Right. Right. Right.
Well, I think now we're going to be in the same boat. And it's going to be very evident. What can you do with the talent that's coming to your team? Every team has an opportunity to win it. So, to me, the true blue bloods, they're going away.
Oh, I don't believe that now. I just do not believe that in the name of basketball.
If you look at what Deion did in football, right? He got the number one recruit to come to a HBCU. That is showing you that top recruit can go anywhere, do it for a year, and get out, or 2 years.
Right, and with that change, but I think there are more semantics there with Deion. I don't know that other HBCUs are going to be able to have that same kind of pool.
Right,
I really don't, because
right. and
those
I'm not,
kids are looking for next level. What's
right.
going to happen for them after? Right.
And then he left HBCU. So,
yes, he did.
So, you know, it's not about the HBCU. It's about the recruit, though. The recruit can go anywhere now and make his name.
I agree with that.
And so that means all these teams, the usual teams that are, you know, mid-majors or whatever, now have an opportunity to compete. And I don't want to talk about it. I know y'all don't want to talk about it. But, you know, you saw what Kent State did, right?
Tell me what Kent State did.
Kent State beat Kentucky, and they said they had them dogs. They had them dudes. That's what he said. We got them dudes.
Can you see my eyes rolling?
I know. I'm, I'm not trying to poke the bear because with a 4-28 season.
We're going to do something we don't normally do. We're going to bring our guest in right now because she is an avid basketball fan.
She's waiting for the assist.
Yeah, I know. She's over here saying,
she said, tag me in.
Yes. Okay. Unapologetically Woman.
Yes.
The district court judge, Danother Gunther. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, I know you are over here.
Well, first of all, my heart has been ripped out of my body, thrown on the floor, and stomped on. But it was Kansas State, not Kent State.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
And can I just say that there is another Kentucky basketball team that can win the championship?
Oh, that is right.
Transylvania
wins.
Yes, that's right.
Transylvania
doing
women.
Their thing.
Now, they're going to Atlanta, right?
They're going to Texas.
Texas.
Now, for the championship.
Did I hear it right that they're undefeated?
They are undefeated, I think, going on the 53rd week.
Wow.
They are doing it.
Wow.
They are doing it.
Are they Division I, though?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
I think they're Division
Division Three? Something.
Don't matter.
Right.
They women get ready to win a championship.
They women.
That's right. That's right.
They're about to do it.
I don't care what division they're in. They're getting ready to do it.
I love it.
And I'm going to be right there cheering for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And let's just hope next year is better.
Yeah. Every show somehow we bring COVID in. But COVID messed up a lot of stuff. And trying to get back to what we were used to before COVID is a challenge. I don't think
During COVID, we were celebrating women in Kentucky who
Absolutely.
Were kicking it and taking names.
Absolutely.
And this month is no different.
No
this
different.
Is Women's History Month. Danotra, how has it been being on the bench?
It has been great.
Tell us what the bench. Come on.
I love it. I feel like I was built for it.
All right.
And it has been, I just feel like I'm helping in some way. I know that some people may not think that a judge can help anyone, but in district court, obviously we have a lot more different types of dockets in which we can help a lot more people.
What is your title?
Fayette District Court Judge, Division One.
Mm-hmm. And you say it just like that and put respect on her name. You hear me?
Division One.
Well, you know, because we have five divisions.
I know it.
And so you were appointed by the governor.
I was appointed by the governor on December the 9th, 2021, and then to complete an unexpired term, and then I was elected to my own term this past November for 4 years.
What is it like going through that entire process when you get that phone call saying, hey, we want you to do it?
Yes.
We think you got it.
It was surreal. It was, I didn't expect it. I was, you know, I was on my computer because I was in a doing Zoom meetings.
Zoom. Yeah.
And I probably had on my pajamas. So I just felt like I got a little straighter because when he, you know, said who he was.
You got to be official
right,
now.
Right, with my pajamas on. but it was great. Nerve-wracking because you don't want to disappoint anyone. But, you know, you're going to disappoint somebody all the time.
Every decision.
Happy.
That's right.
But it's been great.
And so you have a lot of sister judges in Lexington.
Yes. There are 14 judges in Lexington, 15 if you include our representative for this district on the Court of Appeals, because we have Judge Goodwine, who's an appellate judge. But in district court, there are 5 judges. 3 of us are women. In circuit court, there are 14 judges, and you have 9 of them. No, there's... out of 14, there's 10 women, okay?
Yeah, you don't have to count
if it's
them up.
11, what is 14 minus 3?
That would be 11.
That's 11.
That's the number.
That's 11, yes.
That's the number.
Yes.
And do you guys...
I didn't go to school for math.
That's... Listen. But you knew how to win a case that could get somebody some money.
Yes. Yes.
I know. That's what... When people talk about you behind your back, when you don't... People say that you're fierce.
Yeah. As an attorney, you have to be, because that's what people retain you to do, to, you know, you're representing one side and you want to represent that side to the best of your ability, and you want to satisfy the client. As a judge, you don't have a dog in the fight, so the fierceness is not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that adjustment going from?
It's great. It's a lot less stress because uh-huh. You don't have a client mm-hmm. that you're worried about, concerned about. Don't want them to be upset by, you know, what happens in court. I don't have a dog in that fight. I just, you know, I'm just calling balls and strikes.
That's it.
And so what is it like to have this sisterhood? Because on the outside looking in, it looks like you guys, the women there, and this is not anything negative about, you know, the male judges or anything like that, but the women seem to have each other's back and a really good connection from the outside looking in.
Well, from I only can tell you from the perspective of the district court, we're a pretty tight-knit group, all five of us. But, you know, in particular, the three women that are over there. It's me and Judge Lindsay Hughes Thurston and Judge Melissa Moore Murphy. And I'm sure that Judge...
Cameron, did you hear the powerhouse that she just named?
I know. And they all are unapologetic.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
I'm sure that Judge Bruce Bell and Judge John Tackett, who are the other two district court judges, probably... roll their eyes up when, you know, when they see us coming. But it's really a good group, really a good group. And we're trying to do different things. And I think that it's a different bench.
Well, and not only do you have a different bench, or do we have a different bench mm-hmm. in Lexington, our criminal justice leadership, mm-hmm. you know, with Kimberly Bear.
Yes.
You know, Angela Evans.
Yes.
How does all of that work together? I'm just so proud of all of the women yes. that are doing these amazing things.
Yes. Well, you know, it's where the rubber meets the road. You know, you say you want to see all of this change, and you obviously continue to try to support those changes. And now we have people in positions who can make those changes.
Well, and the people are saying, yes, we want women in those positions.
Absolutely, because all of these are elected positions.
Uh-huh. Cameron, take us to a commercial because we got a lot of women to talk about.
You're listening to Lex Talk. More action.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why don't you join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Community Action Council has funding available for those struggling to pay their utilities through the LIHEAP Crisis Program until March the 31st. You must have an appointment to receive LIHEAP benefits. For more information and to apply, visit us online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org. Children love Head Start, and you will too. Community Action Council's Prep Academies are hiring now. Head Start is an early childhood education program for children from birth to age 5. Help us give more children the Head Start advantage.
Teachers, what are you waiting for?
Join our team of dedicated education professionals. Apply online today at comaction.org. What are you waiting for? You're listening to Lex Talk More Action. We're here with Judge Denotra Gunther, and we are talking about Women's History Month.
And really focusing in on everything and all of the things that women are doing in Lexington. That's where we are today. So Lexington has been, women have been very busy changing Lexington. Look at our city council. What do you think about that?
I think it is grand. I love it. I love it. And you know, the numbers on city council are reflective, like on the bench. I believe that there are 4 men on council and all the rest are dynamic women.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And one of the refreshing things is a lot of the people are just regular people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that just yeah. want to help the community yeah. and, you know, they have passion for the districts yeah. that they live in yeah. and, yeah. you know, said, hey.
Not politicians,
mm-hmm. just caring people yes. that want the best for, yes. you know, for the community. Yes.
And I don't know about you all, but it just seems like there has been a real intentional focus on women leadership
yeah.
Across the nation
yeah.
Over the last few years. And, you know, we always also talk about the disparity in wages and worth, because that wage is at worth. But I just feel like the focus has really shifted and more opportunities are available and those opportunities are being highlighted more.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I still think I agree with you that women have been doing it all across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it feels like within the last 4 or 5 years really is when people have been willing to accept and
right.
say, you know what? These women
right.
have, you know, I'm just going to say it. You know, some people say, I'm not saying I believe it, but if you want to talk about things, you get a man to do it.
There
yeah.
we go.
Look,
here
if you want to talk about things, you get with a man.
Oh,
if you want to get things done, you get with women. We get things done.
I need
done.
Some sound effects on
I
this
know
show.
You do. But I'm just saying.
I get it. But it's been a wonderful ride. It's been you feel like you're a part of a movement, and you know, I think we're going some places where we're never going to be able to deny anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I agree with that, and I can tell you that the tides have changed just from my perspective,
mm-hmm.
because I used to walk in the room, and I would be, if not only the only woman, I would mm-hmm. certainly be the only Black woman in the
right,
room.
Right.
You know, and so to see that tide changing, and to walk in the room, and to see more people, mm-hmm. you know. And of all kinds of people is one of the things that we've really been seeing.
Right.
Now, what I'm hoping for is while you see women moving up and taking these great positions, the wage disparity is still there.
It is.
Women can still not compete with the wages that men are earning. What do you think that's about?
In the private sector, you know, certainly in government, you know, everybody's going to get the same amount, but
yeah.
I think that it, you know, you can't, it's systemic, you know, it's just the way that it's been, but I think that we will be able to obviously close that gap because people are trusting, particularly in this city, people are trusting that women can be in leadership, that we can do multiple things, that the city's not going to burn down because we're in leadership.
Right, right, right.
You know, that everybody can relax. And I am so proud of Lexington for trusting that women can be in these positions. And hopefully in the private sector, women will be paid the worth that their male counterparts are.
I agree with that. And one of the issues that I think is kind of there, maybe it's an underlying issue, is the thought that women have so many roles to play. How can you possibly be a mom mm-hmm. and be a judge at mm-hmm. the same time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't who's going to take care of the family?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so mm-hmm. we ask those questions to women mm-hmm. that we do not ask to men.
Mm-hmm. But I think that the family structure and dynamic has changed as well. Men don't just go out and make the money and, you know, mom is the one who's at home doing everything, making the appointments, even if she worked outside of the home. But, you know, there are some things that we just won't allow. We won't relegate and delegate to a man. You know, there are just certain things that we're going to do.
That's right. That's right. That's
so,
right.
So, you know, you can make the appointment. You can take them, but I'll meet you at the appointment.
That's right.
So I can hear what's really going on.
You know, you are not, my husband was not getting ready yeah. to take the kids to the doctor
yeah.
if I was in town
yes.
and I wasn't going to be there.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And, you know, maybe that's a little bit on me, too.
Well, you know, we can't complain about, you know, sexist roles when there
right.
are certain things we're just not going to.
Right.
Give up. But I do think that men in the home are they're just different. And you know, it's because their moms raised them different than the way that they may have been raised, or they may have been in a home that was, you know, different.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that men are all in, when it comes to being integral part of the family.
Well, dynamic. And you certainly see, you know, when I think back over the 32 years of raising my children, mm-hmm. you certainly see men doing things that traditionally you would not see them
Absolutely.
Doing with their kids.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm just happy about it. I just smile when I see
Absolutely.
Men loving on their babies
yes.
and
doing their hair.
Yes. Yes.
I love it.
Beautiful.
I love it.
That is beautiful.
Even though it's a hot mess when they walk out, it's so
you
cute.
You get it.
Yes.
You know,
Yes.
And Dinotra, when you said that, I was thinking about when Paul used to brush my oldest daughter's hair
yeah.
and he would put lotion in her hair and brush it back and put it in this really tight ponytail
yeah, yeah.
where her eyebrows
yes.
were like going back, you know, just
yes,
pulling
yes.
it back. And
yes.
she's just walking
yes.
around happy and he's proud that
yeah,
he was able
absolutely.
To do that. And
absolutely.
You know, and we just let it happen.
Absolutely. And look how she turned out.
Just,
just let him do it. They're going to be okay.
That's right. Builds character.
Yeah,
it sure did. You know, and that
right.
was like that was a bonding time
yes.
for them too. And
yes.
so when you
yes.
see all of these, you know, people embracing mm-hmm. not just fatherhood, motherhood, but parenthood, mm-hmm. Just totally different than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Like doing it really unapologetically. You know, I'm gonna be with my kid. They're strapped to me. I'm gone.
Right.
You
right.
know,
the days are gone where. Dad works outside of the house. He does the lawn, and Mom does all the housework. Everybody needs
hey, bingo.
Yeah, yes,
bingo.
Amen. Yes,
two income households. If you want to survive in this world,
right? That's correct. That's
otherwise, you're going to be scraping trying to get through. Yeah. So it's the dynamic has changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm just you know personally against housework. You know, it's so redundant.
I'm allergic to it too, Sharon. I'm allergic to it.
I am against it because you have to do something every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
to keep up.
House. You know,
right.
And so
right.
if you walk in and you breathe too hard,
yeah.
I'm looking at you because
yeah.
I don't want to have to clean that up anywhere. You know what I mean? So things are
yeah.
different.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and so we've got a lot of things that, you know, we were talking about the city council
mm-hmm.
and how they look with all of the women on there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is a show about women. But we also have Dan Wu,
yes.
you know.
Yes. Vice Mayor Dan Wu, who is, you know, a minority, obviously the first Asian American to hold that position. And, of course, we can't forget that our city is overseen by a woman.
Absolutely.
Linda Corton.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
so,
right.
And we have a female sheriff.
That's Kathy Witt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when
so,
you think
yeah,
about it, it
yeah.
is where women
yeah.
are just everywhere. Yeah. And
guess what? The city's still standing.
It's not on fire. It's not on fire. And it's getting stronger.
It is. It is. And thank you, Lexington, for trusting. And people are seeing that, you know, we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Our city is flourishing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely it is. And, you know, on every corner, there is a woman standing,
yes.
you know, somewhere.
Yes.
Even in all of the different, when you think about it, women have just been flourishing everywhere.
Yes.
Artists.
Yes.
Fashion designers.
Yes. Authors.
You know, we just had a couple of folks
yes.
release books in the last
mm-hmm.
month or so.
Yes.
LaTanya Jones,
mm-hmm.
Black Girl at the Intersection.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Allen Johnson, The Healing Power of Forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I need to read that.
I'm working on forgiveness.
I'm working on forgiveness. But, you know, because the one thing that I know is forgiveness is not for the other person.
That's right.
It's for you.
It's for you.
That's
but
right.
sometimes I stand in my own way.
We all do.
You know.
We all do. That's a tough thing. You know, mm-hmm. you've got to be real with yourself when you start talking about forgiving someone else. You need to figure out why you feel like you need to forgive someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What was your role in it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and sometimes I'm like, why do I need to forgive you? Because you stepped out of line,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not getting ready to forget it.
It's that peace.
Yes.
That's
See,
what it's about.
You carry that
Preach
grudge.
Pastor.
You carry that
mm-hmm.
grudge, but ain't nobody else carrying it. They don't even know you mad.
I know. Look, that's what I, when people are mad, you know, you're walking around mad, and the person that you're mad at doesn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
wasted energy.
Mm-hmm.
you know. But both of these books, I think.
And that's not all inclusive. I mean, there's a lot more books out there, but, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, every time you turn around, you see that women are doing things
and sharing. And sharing
and other women are supporting them.
Yes,
these women are showing up for other women, and that is phenomenal for me. That gives me a feeling. I feel like whenever I go somewhere, I'm looking for the women.
Yes,
you know, and I'll go stand by you. If I've ever had one conversation with you, and you're the only woman there, I'm going to be right there with you.
I went to Marilyn Clark's reception last night, which is...
Tell who Marilyn is. Marilyn, that's another one.
Yes, Marilyn Clark is on the school board. She was just appointed to the school board, and the women who showed up for her reception, phenomenal. And I mean from the mayor down to people who just encountered her in some capacity, and they wanted to celebrate her. So the number of women in this room, I think we could probably count the number of men that were in this room.
Because that has been such a stronghold, I think, you know, and to be supportive when when women show up for each other, that gives other women the feeling, hey.
And it's not always been like that.
No, it hasn't. Yeah. It hasn't. Yeah, I'm glad that that's changing too.
Yes. Yes. You know, like there is room for everybody. And if we can support each other, we can, you know, the more people that are up there, that multiplies the number of hands that can reach down and back and help someone up and forward.
That's right. That's right. So I wasn't able to be there last night, but the idea of showing up, you know, I was over at Guide Realty the other day and I walked in. First of all, I'm never up on my emails. That's the one thing. I'm always several days, couple of weeks, whatever, behind on emails and catching up.
She felt that line. Maybe weeks.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not really being honest here. Sometimes I never catch up, you know? And so I didn't get the invite until, I didn't even know I was invited until I walked in. And Bishop was like, well, I'm glad you came because, you know, I was late. And I was like, well, what's going on here? I was there for a closing on a house, you know, for one of the programs that we have. But that room was filled with women from all shapes of life who were there just to support each other, you know, for Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody was just,
I missed that one.
Well, and here's the thing. I don't apologize for the ones that I can't make because I make so many of them, you know, that I still got a house to keep up, a husband and all of that.
Right.
And I can't make it to everything, but I do try to make it to a lot of things. And so. Yeah, I do. I really do. But I know I can't make it to everything. Sometimes I got to make it home to my husband.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah.
So make it home. Still have a home and a husband.
Oh, it's been a joy having you here. We are just excited about what's going on in Lexington all over. And it's a great time to be associated with what's going on here.
Well, and it's a great time to be with the Notre Gunther because she is also on the board of directors at Community Action Council.
Woo, woo. Yes, I've enjoyed it.
Now, I ain't going to lie to you. I've never seen nothing fun about the board.
You know what, though? The group is phenomenal.
Yes, yes.
Well, great.
And the thing, Cameron, you know the rigid boards of the past.
It's not that way.
Yes. It is the board that we have leading Community Action is the most supportive board.
Yes. There
and
it is.
The intelligence of the people on all different levels that are on the board and the passion that they bring.
Breadth of experience is amazing.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Well, it has been a wonderful show. Thank you, Denotra, for coming. I need to see Judge Denotra. No,
it's still Denotra. Gunther, hey, Judge is what I do. Is not who I am.
Oh, come on now.
Okay. Well, then Dee Dee it is.
That's right.
right. You know, that's what we were talking about. Yes. I didn't even know for years that your name wasn't Dee Dee.
Yes, that's you know, my nickname.
Because
yes.
our relationship went back over 30 years. Yes, you
yes,
know.
Yes, you, I didn't know my name was Denotre until, you know, until I came to Kentucky and people started calling me Denotre as opposed to Dee Dee. But my family still calls me Dee Dee. My closest friends still call me Dee Dee.
Well, you know, I've seen an advertisement where it says Miss Mrs. Miss
yes.
with the drawing out. Yes. No, call me Judge. Respect on my name.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, but it's still the Denotre.
And you know what? That's one of the most wonderful things about you is the position has not changed. The person that you are and the heart that you have.
Thank you. Yeah.
Congratulations
thank
again,
you.
And thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yay!
You have been listening to Lex Talk, More Action.